Hey, legends. Fraser Brooks here, coming to you live today with episode 268 of the Network Marketing Ninja podcast. Super excited because I'm in my hometown. My hometown is Formby in the northwest of the UK. Nearest city is the incredible city of Liverpool, home to the Beatles with John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Ringo Starr, and then the most incredible football team of all time, Liverpool Football Club. Anyway, I'm excited about today because I maybe got a little bit of a different episode for you, because I feel like I've gone in a time machine, and I'm going to explain to you how you can get into your own time machine and really realize a lot of different things. So every time I try and come back to Formby twice a year. I'm going to try and do it now that Mia's born. It's probably going to, and obviously COVID has passed, it's probably going to be more like three or four times a year. But it's funny because whenever you travel, you have this like plan, don't you? You kind of book a vacation and you go away, and the idea is to relax and reset and recharge, ready for your next run. And if you're in network marketing, it's good to really, if you listen to the previous episode, it's really good to kind of take that time to yourself to really recharge and step back a little bit before you step forward. It's like the Monopoly board. As long as you're rolling the dice, you are going to have moments where you step back three steps before you keep going and going and going and going and going, right? So every time I come here, my goal is always to obviously reconnect with family, try and catch up with some friends, play some golf, and just try and chill out. And it's not really like a holiday where you're on a beach or you're living a life in an adventure. Because I've basically lived in this village all my life. So it's funny though, because every time I come, I get these two huge feelings. The first feeling is a feeling of depression. And when I say depression, I don't want you to feel like, oh God, Fraser, that's a bit extreme. It's just the way I can explain it. I have to go a bit further into detail with this. And the second emotion is massive energy of excitement. Like this huge, overwhelming sense of excitement. So let me explain this and explain to you how you can get this exact same feeling, right? It's weird, right? Because 42% of people statistically live within 50 kilometers of their hometown. So where they grew up, where they lived, where they grew up, obviously as a kid and as a young adult, 42% of people, which is a lot of people. It's pretty much the majority. I know it's not over 50%, but it is a majority of a lot of people live within 50 kilometers. That's absolutely crazy to me. I think I live about 5,000 kilometers away, which is kind of nuts. Maybe even more than that. I think it might be more than that. Anyway, so the depression. Let me talk about that. So I've rented a car. My mum and dad live in this amazing, I think they've got 3 acres of land, which for those of you who know the UK, 3 acres of land is a lot of land in the UK. it's a 5-minute walk from the beach. The beach stretches from Liverpool all the way to Blackpool. It's absolutely huge. In the summer, it's incredible. In the winter, it's not so incredible because of the weather. But anyway, and then they're on the golf course. So they're on the third hole of Formby Golf Course, which was founded and established in 1884. So next year, it's going to be 140 years old. America, I think America is about 300 years, 250 years old. So it's half the age of America, this golf course. The trees that surround the golf course have been here for 100 plus years. There's red squirrels that are running around the grounds, and rabbits and wild horses. And it's just an incredible place to live. However, when I go out in the car and I drive around, I go into the shops, or I go into the pub to see a friend, I see the same people that have worked there since I was 18. Same people working there, doing the same shifts, working the same hours, with the same tone, a little bit deeper voices, looking a little bit older, a little bit grayer. And it gets me so depressed, because it makes me think, how can someone do the same thing day in, day out, for the same reward? Surely they've got to think, this can't be it. And I get depressed and I get upset, because I know that they're thinking, well, you know what? I'm not made to make a lot of money. I'm not made to make an impact. It's not for people like me. That's not really what I want to do. And they've sucked into this life where, because they see the same customers day in, day out, they think it's okay for them to just have the same job or do the same thing day in, day out, right? Now, I do have to say, If you have an ounce of entrepreneurship or entrepreneurial spirit within you, then that will be the definition of what I've described before. That'll be the definition of hell. And if you don't have any percentage of you that's entrepreneurial, then maybe you think, well, you know what? That's security, that's stability. But I don't think you're that. I don't think you're the latter, because you're listening to this podcast. You're wanting to grow. You're wanting to brainwash yourself into positive life. So that's the depression side. It always makes me feel so upset. However, obviously, I'm an optimistic person. I'm a positive person. I've been doing personal development all my life. I start to realize, hang on a minute. If there's two sides of every coin, and technically there's three sides. You've got heads, tails, and the surrounding of the coin. But anyway, if you've got two sides of a coin, the balance of life, if I feel depressed on one side, what's the positive emotion? And the positive emotion is the excitement knowing that each and every single one of these villages have many people who are like this, hundreds of people, thousands of people in all villages. Then I think, okay, well, if there's 1,000 people in every village, and there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of villages all over the world, that means there are millions and millions of people who are doing the same thing day in, day out, for the same reward, day in, day out, probably thinking in their head whilst they're working in this numb job, this numb career, surely there's more. Surely there's more. That means there are millions upon millions upon millions of people who not just want, but need network marketing to make a change and a betterment in their life. And that's where our opportunity is. That's where network marketing thrives. So when you go into the store and you see the same person, if they say, how are you doing? Don't say fine, thanks, just to make them feel better. Say, I'm doing flipping incredible, thanks. Now you might be thinking, well, that's not my normal language. Guess what? It's starting to rain. I don't even know if you can hear the rain, but it is pounding against the ceiling here. So use language that you wouldn't usually use so that people don't react the same way as they usually do. So think about it. You go into a pub, you go into your favorite restaurant, you go into the barbers, you go into the supermarket, you go into the salon, you go into the bakers or the butchers. There are so many situations when you go out and about into your local village, your local town, your local city, where you'll probably bump in to similar people. Start using crazy, crazy language. Here's a question you can ask as well. You can say, hey, Mary, how long have you worked here? Oh, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. Mary, random one, if you don't mind me asking, do you see yourself working here forever? Now, they've thought about it. Maybe they love their job. Maybe they don't. Maybe they hate it. And they start thinking, Mary, whether you love working here or not, it doesn't matter too much. But I would love to see if you'd be open to making a change. Right, if you are, let me know. We'll exchange details and I can share with you more information when you finish your shift or when you finish your work this week, right? Whatever it might be. To start using different language to shock people in, whoa, you're doing incredible. Usually you say, fine, thanks. I'm doing okay, thanks. Or not too bad. My God, that drives me nuts, that. Not too bad. Not negative. Too negative. Bad. Negative. That's three negative words in a row, like, ugh. And the reason why I say two is, although it's T-double-O, it's also how you say T-W-O, which also sounds very, very similar, right? So number two is negative compared to number one, because you don't want to finish second, because finishing second is like finishing last. All right. So anyway, not too bad. So you're going to go, I'm incredible, thanks. Any better and I'll be on fire. I feel amazing. I'm doing awesome. And you're like, well, that's not the language I usually use. Well, that's how you change your life. The language you use is the language that you hear, and the language that you hear is the language that you'll be accustomed to, and you start to appreciate more and you start to attract into your life. So if you say, I'm fine, thanks, guess what? You're going to attract I'm fine, thanks people. But if you start saying, I'm doing flipping amazing, guess what? You're going to attract people who also say, I'm doing flipping amazing, because your mind wants to hear more of what they're hearing from you, right? So if you're negative, you'll attract negative. If you're positive, you will attract positive. Happy days. So start using that language and start asking questions to these people. When you're sat in the salon, instead of feeling guilty thinking, I don't want them to know that I have the potential to make more in a day than they do in a month. Instead of feeling bad and holding it back from them, start asking them questions. Because remember, leaders are seeders. I know people say leaders are readers, but I know hundreds of leaders who aren't readers. They don't consistently read books. They might listen to audios, they might watch videos, but they do not read books as often and as consistent as people say, right? But leaders are seeders. Leaders plant seeds. Leaders nurture those seeds. And it's funny because the day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. And the fruit is the last thing that grows on a flipping fruit tree. So you got to keep going and going and going. And when you feel like, oh, it should have paid off for me by now. I should have struck it rich by now. I should have smashed it by now. You think, no. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. Keep nurturing, nurturing, and nurturing. And then just when you feel like quitting, soon after that, the fruit will appear. Guys, I know this is a bit of a different episode. It's always amazing when I come back to the UK, especially Formby. I can take a deep, full breath in and I can feel every single piece of oxygen that goes through my throat and through my body and into my lungs and around my blood. Whereas in Dubai, it's a little bit different, right? Well, in fact, it's very different. But then again, the Middle East is a completely different continent. Well, a different part of the world, right? Asia is a completely different part of the world. So change your language. Not just for yourself, but for other people. Understand that the opportunity we have is absolutely insanely awesome. Also, appreciate this, right? Appreciate this, that we often think that network marketing, especially on social media, can be saturated because all the people that we're connected with use social media. However, whenever I come back here and I bump into my friends and I'm thinking, I'm going to name some of them, Ben, Dan, Pete, Simon, Matty, Matt, right? This is like six people I've bumped into since I've been here, and another Matty as well, seven people. I never see them on social media because they don't post. They're on it because I ask them, like, what apps you use the most? And they're like, oh man, I spend way too much time on TikTok just scrolling. I probably spend an hour or two a day just on scrolling. I never see them post. I never see them comment. I never see them like. They're consumers looking at all the people's lives thinking, wow, if only I could live like that. But deep down, they're going, yeah, it's not for me that. I could never post like that. I could never do that. Because the people around them are also reacting like that. Why? Because the language they're using outwardly or inwardly is negative like that. Oh, I'll never be like that. So they associate themselves with people who also go, yeah, I'll never be like that. So out of seven people, me being the eighth, it's one in eight who consistently creates content. And we think it's saturated. We think it's 8 out of 8 or 7 out of 8 people who we know are creating content. There is massive opportunity in network marketing. Absolutely huge. And here again, I took my mum to the shop. She jumped out the car whilst I was kind of waiting to find a parking spot. She brought a loaf of bread back and she said, guess how much that was? I said, I don't know, £1.50. £3, which is $4 for a loaf of bread. And I said to my mum, I said, people have to work 20 to 30 minutes of their time to be able to, in most cases, 20 to 30 minutes of their time to be able to pay for that loaf of bread. That is absolutely incredible to me. It depresses me and it excites me at the same time because every single one of you listening to this should be in a situation down the line in the future where you don't even have to look at the price of objects. You don't even have to look at the price of a t-shirt, price of a pair of shoes, price of milk, price of bread, price of eggs. You should just be able to put it in your basket or take it to the counter and they just tell you the how much it is. You don't even hear the amount it is. You put your card in, you enter your PIN code, and away you go. Not even caring how much it costs. That's where you should be in a position to be able to. Now, obviously, if you're going to be smart with money, you're going to be able to know where every single penny of your money goes. However, I want you to get into a situation where it really doesn't matter. Guys, I appreciate you. I hope you got value, some value there in episode 268. If you did, do me a massive favor. Take a screenshot of what's on your device right now. Post it onto your Instagram stories. Tag me @FraserBrooksOnline. And I will see you on the next episode next week. All right. Big love, guys.